Advances in biomedical research led the field of science in 2002. Stem cell research attracted many of the headlines. Its controversy and prominence will likely continue for some time. The United States and Britain will have much to do with the future of stem cell research. President Bush says the destruction or creation of embryos for such research is not justifiable. He has limited federal spending on embryonic stem cells. In contrast, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair has embraced the potential of this research for treating diseases such as Parkinson's and diabetes. For a stem cell biologist, the choice of where to work might seem obvious. But in this final report on the fundamental differences between embryo research in Britain and the U.S., NPR's Joe Palca profiles two scientists who chose very different paths.
It's Friday morning, and Roger Peterson, one of America's finest embryologists, has just arrived at work.
Liz, do you think you could get me a cup of tea?
Peterson is sitting in his surprisingly small office in a modern hospital on the edge of Cambridge. Cambridge, England, that is.
What sort are you having?
I don't know, maybe very weak Lapsang Soochong.
Okay.
A little more than a year ago, Peterson swapped his view of San Francisco's hills for a view of the flat green fields of East Anglia, and his morning coffee for a cup of tea.
I have found tea. Rediscovered tea.
Peterson strikes you at first as formal and a bit reserved, but his passion comes through when he talks about his research. He left the United States after years of frustration. He was a leader in his field, a full professor at the University of California, San Francisco, and yet he felt he was prevented from doing what he most wanted to do, study human embryos, and in particular, an amazing cell that can be extracted from a human embryo called an embryonic stem cell.
At the time that I moved to Cambridge, at the time that I made my decision to move, no federal funding existed for embryonic stem cell research.
In fact, for more than 20 years, it's been illegal to use U.S. government money to study human embryos. Religious conservatives prompted the ban because they say embryo research is immoral. Even private money presented problems. Peterson was forced to shut down his privately funded research lab on campus because a few hundred dollars of federal money was being used to pay the electricity bill. President Bush relaxed those rules last year by letting the government support some embryonic stem cell research. But Peterson had already made his decision to leave. Like many scientists, Peterson thinks embryonic stem cells could revolutionize medicine. But he wants to study embryos for a more fundamental reason.
We came from somewhere, and in order to understand who we are, we need to understand where we came from. And we're not going to understand it just by looking out at the stars, as important as that may be. We need to look at our embryological origins, which means studying embryos.
Peterson decided that to study embryos, he was better off working in Britain. It's not like anything goes here. The government has strict rules to ensure that embryo research is done ethically. But in Britain, the public is behind Peterson's work, the church is behind his work, and the British government is behind his work, providing him with brand new equipment and money to hire collaborators.
I do find that I'm sad that I had to leave in order to find that support. But that's outweighed by my delight at finding it here, and at finding an academic community which wants to go forward with me into that new world, and in fact is very eager to do so.
Peterson says he has no doubts he made the right move leaving America. He's actively recruiting others to join him. But he won't get top British scientist Clive Svensson anytime soon.
Can I have a cappuccino, large, grande cappuccino, please?
Svensson has zigged where Peterson zagged, swapping Cambridge, England for Madison, Wisconsin, and his morning cup of tea for a large cup of coffee.
What kind of milk?
Yeah.
Regular milk, thanks. Full cream?
Extra cream?
You get many choices. It's either full, regular, 2%, or skim.
Okay, yeah, I never get
regular.
That quite right yet. I'm in training, you know. So.
Svensson's athletic frame makes him seem more like a soccer player than a researcher. He's been in America for nearly 2 years now.
You know, America is much more upbeat and gung-ho frontier country, and I like that aspect of the work. I mean, I miss lots of aspects of England, but I do like the aggressiveness over here. It gets things done quickly, and I enjoy that environment.
What do you miss?
Pubs, basically. The beer here is absolutely lousy. They've just got to learn how to import proper beer over here.
Svensson talks easily once you get him started, but now he's chafing to get to work. So we jump into his pickup and drive over to the University of Wisconsin Med School campus.
One of the reasons I moved here as well is that this new building is here, and each floor has 10,000 square foot of lab space, and the top floor is ours for stem cell biology.
Even though federal money can't be spent on embryo research, that hasn't stopped state and private funds from being used. Svensson says there's enough pragmatism in America to allow researchers to survive when working in controversial areas.
On one hand, you have this, you know, incredible feeling that we shouldn't be doing this in some sections of the community. On the other hand, you have fantastic scientists here and lots of money and private donations that are allowing it all to go on. So it's all happening in parallel in this country. It's like two different worlds.
In his world, for the moment, things are going very well. Up on the sixth floor, Svensson takes me into his spacious lab and picks up a rectangular plastic container.
So this is an example of the stem cells we grow. So they're neural stem cells, only make nervous tissue.
Svensson gives the container a gentle shake, and what look like thousands of tiny round snowflakes swirl up. Each one of these flakes is a ball of neural stem cells, about 50,000 to a ball. If you chop one of these balls in half, the cells will start dividing until you get a new ball that also contains 50,000 cells.
It's rather like, you know, Walt Disney and the broomsticks that you chop down and then they get into two and then you chop them again and they get to another. It's dun 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 dun. We feel like these cells are just pumping along and they keep growing when you chop them.
Svensson says in theory he could grow enough cells to treat every patient with Parkinson's disease in the entire United States. But he lives with a shadow. There's always the possibility that his research could be stopped, especially now that Republicans control the Congress.
If Congress were to ban stem cell, embryonic stem cell work, I'd have to leave. I mean, so of course people would flood out of the country. At the present time, that hasn't happened. And I think a lot of people are confident that sense will prevail and the American system won't allow that to happen.
Svensson says he's quite sure he's made the right decision to move to America.
To be honest, I've progress much faster here than I could have in Cambridge, although I can see Cambridge hurrying to catch up now, you know, and good luck to them. Maybe one day I'll go back there, I don't know. it's a wonderful community in Cambridge. It's a great place to be.
And the beer is good.
And the beer is fantastic. I'll definitely go back, if not for the stem cells, for the beer.
Svensson is betting that American pragmatism and private funding will offset the uncertainties surrounding embryonic stem cell research and allow it to flourish. On the other side of the Atlantic, popular support for the research convinces American Roger Peterson that Great Britain will rule the stem cell world. We'll see. Joe Palca, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.